Well, we go on to lame duck session. We're not sure of anything that's going to happen. It's anytime we go to Springfield. We know, the Black Caucus has been working long hours to put together some agenda items that they feel are important. And, a lot of it's going to what they're calling their four pillars of criminal justice reform, violence reduction, police accountability, education and workforce development, economic access, equity and opportunity, and healthcare and human services. Those are their four pillars. Of course, we have not seen any type of legislation yet. We anticipate, when we get there, hopefully we'll have some legislation, but it's typical that a lot of this legislation that goes through sometimes goes through under the cover of darkness and not much transparency. But, so that's what we have looking forward to. And we've got some legislation we hope to get through, continually talk about ethics as the Republican caucus. And of course, streaming back some of these executive orders to allow our businesses to open is what's on our agenda too.
And do you think any of that has a opportunity, at least from even the Democratic side, to gaining some traction?
It's difficult to say, Jim. When we look at some of the businesses in Chicago area or in the Collier County, they're struggling too. As we look at the governor, who's put out a lot of dollars and business interruption grants and things like that, their voices are being heard, and hopefully some of the legislators are hearing the pains that their local businesses are going through also. I don't think it's just unique out here to Western Illinois. I think it's something that gets close to the Chicagoland area too.